Spawtacular episode 132, Multiplayer Tips with Map of the Month, Guardian, for the week of October 23rd, 2007.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny. My brothers are dead, my family is hurt. I'm on the ground, no, I'm on the ground.
Well, hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Boomo Jive.
I'm JVP.
I'm Terminator
Llama. What is up, Terminator? Terminator Llama!
It's the Terminator of Llamas.
Wow.
Now, before we continue, can you imitate a llama?
Actually, I have no idea what kind of sound a llama makes. I guess it's like a...
Well, guess. Kind of...
Yeah, because, you know...
If you were a llama, what would you sound like? There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Llamas from Halo.
Yep.
I really just don't know.
So, Terminator, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself. What have you been up to lately?
Basically, I just hang around the forums and chill out and play Halo.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool, nothing wrong with that.
How long have you been chilling at Podtacular?
I think this is the second or third year.
Nice.
Yeah.
And he's not just chilling; he is chilling like a villain. So I just want to clear that up.
It's like Bob Dylan, yeah.
Exactly. Maybe even Jello. But anyway, why don't you, while I do the beatbox, Fumo? Why don't you explain to everyone what they're in store for?
All right, Apple One, Apple Two, Apple Three, Halo. Well, this is the Multiplayer Tips show with Map of the Month Guardian, so we're going to be talking all about how to help you guys level up and stay there in Halo 3 multiplayer. And we got some good stuff. We got some good stuff this episode. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah. For those wondering why I'm doing that annoying voice, just listen to the last episode.
At the end, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Well, let's start one off with Zippy69, who says, "Hey, Pod Dudes, just recently started listening to your show, and I must say, between the weird voice imitations and the bizarre jokes involving wet towels and kangaroos, it's a very enjoyable hour." Anyway, just wanted to make a few comments about some of the weapons in Halo 3 I've noticed. Dual SMGs are more powerful in Halo 3, and I find myself more often than not dropping my AR and picking up these deadly bullet hoses, tearing down the cubbies on campaign. They seem to take down enemy shields much faster, and it's very funny to watch a grunt wobble back and wipe out as I unload a full clip followed by an acrobatic backflip over a box or cliff. In terms of aesthetic views, the gun looks excellent. When firing the muzzle, it lights up magnificently and really gives you the feeling that you have a weapon that could possibly be as powerful as a brute shot or AR. Another weapon that I enjoy a lot is probably the Covey rocket launcher. Throughout the campaign on Legendary, I love standing at a distance with full ammo and a Covenant rocket launcher and firing 6 or 7 shots into a large group of grunts and brutes, watching their unoccupied ghosts flip over in a flaming onslaught of carnage and death. Okay, Covey rocket launcher, help me out here.
Fuel rod cannon, I think.
What's that?
The fuel rod cannon.
Oh, fuel rod cannon. Okay, that doesn't jive in my mind with the Covey rocket launcher, but that's okay. Fair enough. This weapon is definitely one of my favorites in Halo 3, and my friends always ask me when playing co-op why I carry it around, even though it's out of ammo. I usually respond, "Dude, look how freaking cool it looks. Don't even tell me if you had one of these in real life, you wouldn't carry it around regardless of ammo, and straight up hit guys in the face with it coming on." Anyway, I would go on about weapons, but I don't want to carry on and on. Maybe next time, show the Zipster, keep fragging towels, whipping kangaroos from Ethiopia, whatever that really means.
No. Nice, and thank you for that submission there, Zippity Doodah. So,
my oh my.
I am going to go to the next one, and that is Cackzilla. Cackzilla. Okay, now, Cackzilla. He goes, hey, first time submission. I am thoroughly impressed with the whirlwind sensation that is Halo 3. I am swept off my feet by its epic story. But, like most of my fellow fans, I know that the true lasting power of Halo 3 will be in its expansive and very unique multiplayer. So when you are through with the walk to Grandma's house, that is Sierra 117, step into my jungle, the multiplayer that is. I have enjoyed Halo multiplayer since I was addicted to Halo CE, Combat Evolved, for PC. I bought an Xbox way back in nursing school, sorry about that, Cackzilla.
I bought an Xbox when I was 3 months old.
he goes, want to know how to dominate your next multiplayer experience? Halo 3 hasn't changed since Halo Combat Evolved, which I agree, and it's not a bad thing. So, number one, watch your radar, and this is good advice. Lack of third-person view makes it hard to look over your shoulder, so use the radar and anticipate others using it. When you notice them, stand still around corners and let them come to you. Absolutely. There are people who really kind of don't utilize the radar. For example, Chris Palladino had sent me a saved film, and he told me, hey, can you look at this film and give me some advice? So I noticed that out of frustration, he started just rushing out of the base. It was on Snowbound, and he would rush, and on his left, on the radar, I was looking at his radar, you see a red dot. He didn't bother to turn around. So the guy on the left was shooting him while an opponent from the front or whatever, who he happened to be chasing, turn around and kill him. So definitely use radar. Okay, so number two, keep moving. Be the shark. People who dwell picking over weapons or ammo never get the chance to use them because they get owned by sharks like me. Be the shark. This isn't SOCOM or chess. You have to keep mobile or lose. Yes, absolutely. There are times with sniper rifle I like to stand in one spot only if I have somebody watching my back. But yes, be smart when you're moving around. And remember, when you keep mobile, use that radar also. Number three, learn the Halo Trinity. Fire, frag, melee. Dual wielding is a bad choice unless grenades are off, or you can't hit crap. A well-aimed battle rifle trumps dually plasma rifles, SMGs, even in tight quarters. Learn to settle for only those headshots. The reason dualies will get you killed is because it erases two of the Trinity from your arsenal. You can't butt stroke, stick 'em, or better than half of my kills in close quarter combat aren't decided with a gun. Lead with a frag, fire, then melee them when you close it in. If they survive, frag them again. A lot of my kills come from the grave. He kind of confused me here a bit. Anyway, he says a lot of his kills come from the grave, and he achieves kills through this. Anyway, Halo 3 slaps a pretty coat of paint on an already well-finished combat system, and these are the fundamentals. Of course, there are many other tricks I've learned the entirely hard way at the mercy of players far superior to myself. But this is the foundation that will lead you to victory every time. All in all, an awesome game that I will play for as long as I can. For as long as I played Halo CE, 4+ years. No doubt, to start a clan, I have made a group and plugged you, Fumo Jive and JVB. So here's a plug for my group, Naval Special Warfare. I love what you guys do on the show, so keep fragging trucks, trains, planes, automobiles, and whatever else you find convenient. Cool. Thank you very much, dear Cackzilla. Yes, he makes some really good, valid points here. And, I mean, like I said, the Trinity that he mentions here, fire, frag, and melee, pretty on point. You need to definitely, I would reverse where I would use frags and then fire. And then if you get close enough, melee. In a word, just to add on here, always carry a secondary weapon. because if you start the assault rifle as a default weapon is a very good one. It's pretty balanced, but it runs out of ammunition pretty quick. And I've been in many gunfights where we both kind of run out of ammunition at the same time. Have a backup, because even if it's an SMG, you'll finish them off while both of you are reloading. So remember, always carry a backup.
Yeah. I hate that when you almost got on board and then weapon reload.
Yeah, that's the worst, because you know you have him, and you're both reloading, and he'll get a lucky shot on you. So definitely, carry a backup.
All right, Terminator, you're up, man.
Do it.
All right, Scrawny Tailman says, okay, here's a tip. Instead of using short bursts with the assault rifle, just rapidly tap the R trigger. It does the same thing as short bursts, but is faster. Never ever assume a player who has a lower rank slash skill level than you or me. I'm only a sergeant grade 3 and I am better than a lot of captains. This is Heretic Zeta Movie T signing out.
Okay, so instead of short bursts, do really short bursts by rapidly tapping the R trigger on the assault rifle. That makes, I mean, it does, I know it improves the accuracy.
Yeah, it definitely does. It's kind of like the same tactic you would use in Halo 2's SMG.
Yeah.
Where a lot of people used to, and especially in the very beginning when the game was released, they would hold down the trigger button. And, of course, your aim would be off.
Right.
You need to shoot in spurts. Same thing with the assault rifle. Definitely need to shoot in spurts.
Now, if you're between medium range and melee range, then yes, you do need to, like, hose them down. But because, you know, you're going to be accurate because they're a pretty big target. But of course, you know, anything where it's medium to even long range, you can still hit them if you do that. If you, you know, shoot in very short bursts with, and that applies the same way to the SMG as well. So.
Yes, but hey, those are things you'll have to you know, good reasons to listen to Podtacular every week.
Definitely. Okay, on to T. Who says, hey guys, I have a few multiplayer tips that might come in handy from the experiences I've had so far. The first is to always remember to use grenades. It may sound stupid, but far too many times I've seen people charge in for a beatdown when they could easily use a grenade. I know that sometimes you might run out, but when the floor is littered with them, I know you have one. The second tip is to use the energy drainer like a grenade, throwing it out ahead of you or around corners and seriously cripple your foes and let you get an easy kill. Some other easy tips are to always reload after an encounter. With a Mauler or shotgun, the RTB combo is deadly. And the last is to never go into a match cocky because the other team doesn't appear to be as good as you. I'm not that good on Guardian, but one tip I can give is to use the two blue lifts at the bottom of the level. If you use them correctly, you can deal out massive damage on a team who isn't paying attention. Keep up the good work, guys, and a quick shout out to all my Rec E homies. Right on, T.
Nice.
So he's talking about... He's talking about the using grenades instead of beatdowns sometimes. Now, if you have a sticky or the brute grenade, you know, you can... The thing is like, if you go in for a melee, you may or may not be successful. But if you go in and right before you get to melee range, throw a sticky, I mean, it's a giant target, you can't miss, and as long as you back up, start backing up after you throw it, you're pretty much guaranteed to kill him. So you might as well go for that, you know?
Usually when you're in a close combat gunfight, chances are you might die anyway. So throw a sticky or brute spike grenade and, you know, get one of those kills from the grave. Or if you see them down a tight hallway or corridor or something, definitely throw any type of sticky grenade you got. One of my favorites, of course, is the spike grenade, because if an enemy is chasing you, you can actually throw it against the wall and keep running. And what that'll do is actually weaken him if he goes by it, and then that gives you an advantage to throw a frag or turn around and melee him or shoot him as he's trying to come get you. Because often, there are times where, and I do it myself, when I know I have an enemy weak, I'll just rush. And that, of course, more than likely get you killed.
I really don't like the spike grenades because even if you do place them right, they don't do a whole lot of damage.
No, they do. They'll weaken your shields, or if you get it directly on your opponent, I mean, it's going to take them out instantly. Right. Even though I've seen instances, and this is probably lag, where it stuck him on the foot and he lived.
So, I really
don't know what that one was all about, but anyway.
Yeah, it's strange. Well, in anything, you got the right trigger and B combo where you're fighting, and that's where the Trinity comes in that the previous guy was talking about, where you're firing, you get in close, and you melee, and you definitely got to use that and learn to use it, especially at the earlier levels as you're starting to learn the ropes on how things work. You know, one thing though with grenades that he was talking about is that as you get up in the levels, you start to see people really liberally use grenades. I mean. Mm-hmm. Once they see anyone in a general area, they'll just like throw all their grenades in that area. And I mean, it doesn't, after the first one, when you soften them up, it doesn't take much to kill them. So that's what they're doing. You know, they're trying to get a free kill out of it. Even if they can't aim exactly perfectly, you know, they might get some splash damage off somewhere else where they don't even see a person. So definitely use those grenades a lot. You don't want to die with grenades. That means you missed a chance to possibly kill someone.
Absolutely. And the best way to think of grenades, just think of them as an extension of your weapon, because they are weapons. They're valuable weapons. You can get somebody from a distance who is not looking at you. You can, like you said, do some splash damage and have your teammate finish them off. I mean, you can do a lot of damage, and especially if you have multiple teammates coming from a different area where you can hurt an opponent and they're paying attention to you, and or paying attention to trying to regenerate their shields, and then somebody from your team can come around and finish them off. So you definitely need to use grenades. I mean, I was at level 31, and you could see the difference. Everybody's using grenades. They're spamming the crap out of them. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it is. You don't get to that level and above without using those grenades. Right. Definitely got to use them. It's, you know, Halo 101.
Definitely.
Yeah. I like what he says about the power drainer, too, because, like, on levels like Construct, they, like, really come in handy when people are coming up the teleporter. You can just lay them there and then shoot them once with a DL.
Yeah. There's a lot of valuable weapons here, and that's the great part of Halo 3, is that you can almost counter every weapon.
No doubt.
Unless you got a great sniper, then. Trouble.
Screw.
All right, so Casual Terror, he says, hey, Casual Terror here. I really don't have a tip about Guardian. I have a question. Am I the only one who has hit weaker man cannon and didn't quite make it to the center area? I'm assuming he's talking about Valhalla. He's asking Bungie to fix this. He says he's sick of falling in that spot. Okay, he doesn't really specify, but he says there is something here that I didn't know. He goes, there's a cool thing that he found. He says, those animals flying in the background, he realized that he can shoot them and kill them. Well, Casual Terror, you forgot to mention which map and where are these animals, because I would like to go hunting.
Well, I know he's talking about Guardian. I don't know exactly which man cannon, because there's a total of 3 man cannons on the map. There's one over by the side of the green room. And there's one, of course, down at the bottom of the elbow in the forest there, and there's one at the top by top floor lift. So, not by the sniper, but the opposite side of the map. So, there's 3 lifts there. There's 2 weaker ones that are by top floor lift and by green room, and both of those I found can get you across just fine. I just tested it right before we recorded the show, so. I don't know what you're experiencing, man. Maybe you're jumping instead of like letting it fire you off. Yeah. That probably would do it.
Yeah, you need to let the lift work for you.
Yeah. Don't fight the lift. It's your friend.
Let the blue stuff lift you to damnation.
Okay.
But anyway, Casual Terror, thank you for that submission, and you know, maybe one day we can shoot animals.
I think I know what animals you're talking about, but there's like these bird things on some of the campaign levels, because I know one of my friends that sat there for like an hour just shooting them out of the sky.
I was looking at them earlier, Guardian. They're four winged. They look almost like giant dragonflies with like big noses or something. It's really weird. Yeah, like big schnoz.
Oh, nice.
And a mustache.
Big schnauzer bugs.
Handlebar mustache with some wax.
Cool, man. All right, well.
On to.
We'll move on.
The Reaper.
The Reaper says, all right, let's see what we have here. Chips and Guardian, eh? Personally, when I play some Chips and Guardian, I start out going for the sniper and then Stitches and Leader. With this combo, you have the ability to quickly dispatch enemies from a distance. One more thing, do not try from the hammer unless you spawn near the sniper. General tips. It all depends on the level. If the level is small or all the fighting takes place in one central area, you try to get a BR or something of that magnitude and go for them from a relatively safe distance. If that fails, spam leads or get a shotgun. Try not to get stuck though if you use the sniping tip. Maps that apply to this tip are Guardian and maybe Epitaph. I don't know how to pronounce that.
That's right.
Otherwise, on medium-sized maps, try to get a BR or sniper, once again, and snipe from a distance. On maps with two kinds of power weapons, sword, rockets, flamethrower, etc., go for at least one. If you can get your hands on rockets, only use them as a I'm going to die anyways, might as well take someone else with me situation. Maps that apply, Construct, The Pit, High Ground, Last Resort, Snowbound, finally, the large maps. With these comes vehicular combat, which is very tough most times. On these levels, if you can get a sniper, rocket first, laser, you'll be fine. Try to stay away from the mongoose, though. They're quite hard to control if you haven't practiced with them before. Maps that include Valhalla, Sandtrap, and Isolation. That's really it, I guess. Expect an easy way how to pull off the moving headshot is to practice the sniping part of the arc. Shout out to Corona and Unreal. Keep having no shields.
You know, one thing you said that I thought was really cool was about the sniper on Guardian. The sniper spawns at the kind of like the, I call it the sniper tower. It also has a needler towards the top, the third floor. Mm-hmm. It spawns at the first floor on that, and it spawns right where you're looking straight down a hallway to the bottom floor lift, right past the gravity hammer. Now, what's cool about that is if you grab it and just zoom in and start looking down the hallway, that's a long area for people to be walking down. They could be walking up from the forest down there. They could be walking up from bottom floor lift. So you have a lot of different areas where people can walk right in front of your zoomed-in sniper rifle.
Yes.
So it's definitely good to grab that and keep an eye out there, you know, zooming out and looking behind your back every once in a while for people to come around the corner. But, you know, on the other side of that coin, you don't want to be walking down that hallway unless you're sure that sniper's taken care of. Because if you are, you're just walking right straight down the center, becoming a bigger and bigger target and not moving because you're in a hallway.
The one thing about Guardian is when you grab the sniper rifle, you definitely need a teammate with you to watch your back. You're going to look down that long hallway because you're not going to have time to get a close combat weapon to protect you. So if you have a good team, you'll have somebody who will automatically watch your back if you have sniper. Because like you said, that long hallway will definitely give you a lot of kills. And it will cut the map down. It will cut that area away from the opposite team. So they'll come after you from a different direction. And that's where you're going to need good coordination between your teammates.
Right. Now there's three other ways to where people can get behind your back on that. So you definitely need someone to watch your back and keep you safe. Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, okie dokie. Well, you're up there, Llama. Michigan.
All right, Michigan boy says, what's up, Contactor? Finally the episode I have been waiting for. I think Guardian is a great map, but it's definitely not Lockout. I have various strategies for this map. There's four weapons that you should pick up as secondary. Number one, get the shoddy if you spawn near it. Two, the Mauler works great because around the corners it's easy to counter an AR. 3. The gravity hammer is effective if you are a camper in the area with the gravity elevator thing. And 4. The needler can get the job done also especially when you are getting hosed in the center square. I find it effective to pump a crap load of needlers and then once your clip is out, throw in a grenade. I have never done any team objective games on here, but Lone Wolf is fun with objectives. I'm not a big fan of just FFA Slayer on this map because there are so many people, including myself. Playing cleanup crew and getting cheap double kills. Wait.
Yeah.
I guess he's a fan of playing cleanup crew and getting cheap double kills. This map also works great with a game variant my friend made, Pirates vs. Ninjas. It's probably already out, but it's a ton of fun, and the gamer tag is Death Weapon 141. There's a space in between Death and Weapon. It's on his file share. Well, thanks, Spotacker. My gamer tag is Michigan Boy, no spaces, so hit me up on Xbox Live.
Right on.
Thank you very much there, Michigan Boy. So, moving on. I'm going to go with Halo. Whoa. What happened there? I had a Fumo Jive moment. Anyway, so... Halo Freak Bunny says, hey guys, Bunny here. Hey, Bunny. Have some tips for one bomb assault or capture the flag. One flag, capture the flag. Anyway, he goes, they fall into two strategies. One tip is if you get stuck in a team full of weenies, or if you happen to fall into a very coordinated team. If you're on a team full of weenies, get on the mic and say, stay together. Then just pray that they're good enough to take orders and stay alive. If it turns out they're good followers, perhaps they can even try some basic strategies such as flanking. As a matter of fact, I was cursed out in a social game of Slayer. We were losing, and we were actually cutting the lead. So I started, you know, encouraging my teammates, and I'm like, come on, guys, we can do this. And the guy, you know, with a bunch of explicits, told me to be quiet. That's just putting it nicely. So we started arguing, of course, because I'm always up for a good, argument. And let's just say that...
No, you're not.
In the end, I made him realize that I was his true father. So anyway... he says... He goes, if you're in a very well-organized team, you don't really need many tips, but here are some strategies to help you pwn Zors all. If you're on defense, set up a trap. Have someone grab a power drain and drop it when the enemy goes for the bomb or the flag. Then coordinate fire with the rest of your team, preferably from a higher altitude, and blast them. This works excellently if someone has a brute shot. As for offense... Surround the flag or bomb carrier, and he will be undamageable. Hope that helps, guys. Keep on fragging truckloads of noobs. Yes, like I said, it is tough. So go into a party of four, and this way you don't have to worry about ganging up with a bunch of weenies.
Yeah, I hate that.
And...
I was just going to say
this strategy is for Guardian, because I believe he might have left that out.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was going to say on that, obviously he's emphasizing the importance of teamwork, and Halo is one of those games you really got to use teamwork to be successful, especially at the higher levels. You know, you got to be able to communicate with your team, tell them where people are, tell them how many hits they have on them, tell them which way they're going, tell them how many people are going in which direction on the flag, things like that. You also need to just kind of know some basic maneuvers. Now, he's talking about flanking. I see flanking more as a valuable thing probably in other games where you have a little bit... You don't have as many long-range weapons or medium-range weapons. You need to get close and like just spray them with fire, because in games when one hit is deadly, then they're definitely going to keep their head down when they got automatic fire coming towards them. Now,
yes.
in Halo, you don't have to worry so much. You can run around the corner and you just find some cover elsewhere to where you're much more protected. So I don't think flanking is nearly as successful in Halo as it could be in other games. I think at range, yes, flanking can be successful. For instance, if you're firing on them at close range and then someone at medium range is kind of like flanking and just getting them from a different shot so that they can't focus on two people at once. It's not exactly like flanking because you're not suppressing them, but it still can be useful to that extent, is teaming up on people, yeah, having multiple fire points on the same person.
Absolutely, and if you, I mean, you're talking about being aggressive with a teammate, but that requires a lot of teamwork. You can't just run in there and assume that your teammate, unless you guys have played together quite a bit, and assume that, you know, your teammates are going to go opposite way and come in when you're coming in. So you really have to coordinate everything, especially in a map like Guardian, where there's, like you mentioned before, the sniper, you can look down the long hallway and take out your team and kind of cut that area of the map out. But yes, teamwork is the key, especially in team-based games. You're not going to get away with being Han Solo and, you know, going in there, grab the flag, bring it back by yourself. You're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So, some nub named Terminator Llama sent something in here. I don't know.
Yeah. He's terrible at Halo.
He makes a good llama sound, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, we'll let you actually read yourself there, Terminator Llama.
Okay. I wrote, "Hey guys, it's Llama with a sweet tip for one-sided VIP on High Ground." Well, it doesn't really go with the Guardian thing, but it's a tip. When you are on offense and spawn at the beach, jump into an ATV and drive up to rockets. Then go get the invisibility. Then basically you can just crouch walk through that pipe that leads into the base, and you can kind of camp in that pipe until the VIP, you can either get a shot at him with rockets, or he just comes into that room.
Hmm.
Salmonator actually, like, created that, but I'm just sending it in. Yeah, it works really well. He killed the VIP, like, 5 times.
Wow.
Really? Leave it up to Salmonator to mod already in Halo 3. Man, you can't trust that guy.
Yeah, really, man. He's flying around warthogs, spawning, scarabs.
So what's this I'm reading, that you're working on a one-footed purple-bellied squirrel?
Yeah, it's almost done in Photoshop.
Yes.
Nice.
That's going to make for some good cover art in the podcast.
Oh, a bit like Tyrone the Leprechaun.
Now, what does a one-footed purple-bellied squirrel sound like? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, yeah, dude. You gotta do it. Come on.
Hold on. It kind of sounds like...
Whoa. Whoa.
Yes.
I never want to hear that again.
My ears! Come on!
It's a battle cry.
Oh, man. It sounded like it was a gangster squirrel. Like a cross between a chicken and a squirrel. I don't know.
Yeah.
But good stuff, good stuff. I can't wait to see that one, though.
Well, Facehead sends one in, saying, "A quick sword tip is when versing someone else who has the sword, team sword or FFA swords, don't use the lunge, left trigger attack. Use melee. If you clang, you can..." I think he means right trigger. "Use melee. If you clang, you can attack faster, thus leading to easy wins. Also, if that's too hard for you, jump back. People usually swing the second they aren't frozen, and since you're out of their reticle, you don't get hit."
Actually, it's funny, and you met him in Seattle for Mojai Valkyrie. He calls me up and he goes, "Hey man, my son Kirzon, he came up with this strategy and he doesn't even want me to know." I'm like, "Cool, tell me about it." He goes, "Well, him and his buddies discovered that if you hit B with the sword, you can get a lot of kills. So they're unbeatable in sword fights." So I'm like, "All right, cool." So I wind up using it during the weekend, where I lunged at a dude I missed, but then I hit B and I swung at him really quick. So it's funny to actually see this here. And I can't wait, of course, to call them up and say, dude, your son's secret is out of the bag. There ain't no secrets in Halo.
Yeah, I actually saw a guy doing that, so I tried it the very next game I had. Mm-hmm. And it actually works. You, like, clash, mm-hmm. and then he's waiting until he can press R again, and all you have to do is hit B, and he's dead.
Well, we found that out in the Halo 3 event, where we did a bunch of custom games, and a lot of people just kept bouncing back during sword fights, and you could actually hear, like, kind of like a lightsaber, where you can hear the doom, doom, you know, as you both swing at the same time. So yes, use B. It won't be as glorious as a nice lunge attack, but it's effective.
The Force is strong with you, young Master Chief. You're not a Jedi yet.
John, I am your father.
No, it can't be. That's impossible.
No.
I know, the Arbiter is telling him that.
Heart. Go ahead.
Kiki Manjaro says, right where the sniper spawns is like the best place to snipe. Just crouch jump to the ledge above you to get a view of the top. And then jump down behind you to get a view of the bottom. So you got the top and the bottom covered. It's always a good idea to pick up the Mauler carbine near the spawn also, in case someone comes from the sides.
It's a good idea.
Absolutely. And that crouch jumping to the ledge sounds awfully a lot like Lockout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the sniper tower. It's funny how and someone had mentioned it earlier. It's not exactly Lockout, but apparently they wanted it to be the next Lockout. And it's a pretty good map. Guardian, I have a lot of fun with. There's one spot, actually, where the two airlifts, the gravity lifts are. I'm trying to remember the room. It's on the bottom level,
mm-hmm.
and there's two airlifts that'll take you to the second level. In the bottom, people like to camp.
Hmm.
And I believe that's where the sniper spawns at.
Okay, so that's down at the sniper tower that has the needler at the top. Now, there's three levels on that one. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, where the sniper spawns. I could see how that could be kind of like the BR tower from Lockout, mm-hmm. where
yes, it's
a stronghold,
yeah.
You know. The thing is that they balance that by having four ways into that tower, so it's even
actually five.
Let's see.
If you jump down, mm-hmm. It's actually there's two ways you can play that map. Well, that certain area. I've seen people camp on the top,
mm-hmm.
where if people try to go on the lift, they're there waiting for you with a mauler or the grab hammer.
Right.
And, of course, I've seen people, you know, camp in the bottom to get you just in case you try to, you know, with the sniper rifle, in case you try to get to them from the long distance.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I advise people to do is use your grenades. That's where the grenades come in handy. Like you said, there's different ways to get in. So it's not like they can hide 100% and be safe.
Right. You could hit that area from anywhere on the map, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Terminator, you're on there.
Dog Argyne, or Argyne says, hey guys, Dog Argyne here with a Team Slayer tip for Guardian. When you get this map, you have to think of spawns. Namely, the sniper versus gravity hammer spawn. If you spawn at the yellow list, someone on your team is most likely going to get the gravity hammer. This seems like a good idea at the time, but if you don't send someone over the top level to distract the opposing team, it'll be easy pickings for the sniper on the other end down at the other end of the hallway. Nades work well in a standoff. Have one-man chuck nades down their end. You go along and get the hammer. If you can keep yourself alive in this grab hammer sniper battle, you can go around making people mad with your mad gravity controlling skills. Hope the chip helped keep on fragging banana hammock.
Okay. Will do.
Whoa.
His mom's
like,
that's
it. I
like
to wear my banana hammocks. I don't like to palm them. Or frag them, like you said.
Yeah, really.
Banana hammocks are for special occasions.
Yes, they are. Well, he's talking about definitely, like, taking care of that sniper at the end of the hallway and keeping an eye on that as soon as you spawn, and that's definitely a good idea. You know, keeping that under control and knowing that's kind of a choke point, knowing that's an advantage for them that if you can take out, then you really have eliminated their big offense in that area. So, yeah, if you spawn at the end by bottom floor lift, don't go walking down that hallway at the beginning because someone is going to spawn at the sniper rifle, and they're definitely going to get to the sniper rifle and aim before you can get to the brute hammer. So, you know, be chucking grenades down there if you have any. No doubt. I mean, I just reiterated what he just said, but I guess hopefully in a little bit different way that made sense. All right, so, JVB, you're up, dude.
Really? Okay, I thought you were.
I'll go next.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that.
I will, eh?
Do it.
Okay. Backhand Jack says, I have a super tip for all the Halo 3 fans out there. Don't use the flamethrower. I know this by experience. Once I was in a Team Slayer game on Construct, I spawned near the flamethrower. I picked it up. I jumped up the grav lift. At the top, my entire team was fighting the enemy. I just started spraying my foe. I ended up betraying my entire team due to the sticky flames before dying myself. So the lesson here is, don't play with fire. P.S. In Lone Wolves, it is okay to use it. You have no one to betray. Okay, I have a story about this, actually. One time, I was playing a Team Slayer game. And pretty much the exact same thing happened, except for I didn't betray my entire team. I was sitting in a room, and I'm pretty sure it was Guardian or something like that, where it's a pretty small map. And I was in this one small room and just, like, spraying people down. The thing is that people kept walking up behind me, starting to go past me, and they'd run into a guy in the other doorway. And, of course, I see the guy and start spraying at him. And, of course, it ends up killing my own guy. And next thing you know, before I knew it, I had three people dead on my own team going, stop killing me with that thing. And I'm like, well, stop running in front of me with it, you know? The thing is totally like a really wide nozzle fire hose, man.
Yeah, it's deadly. One time I did that where I killed an opponent and two of my teammates ran right towards the fallen enemy and they died. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Of course they blamed me for it, but...
I was playing co-op, and one of my friends had the flamethrower, and he was just spraying everywhere, and he would not stop killing us. He had, like, 7 betrayals in, like, 5 minutes. Like, he was behind us all, and we'd go, like, kill a whole bunch of Flood, and he'd go behind us, and he'd just, like, start spraying us with it. It's getting annoying.
Yeah, so we're going to move on to Nick. Neck-y-a-rhino. Whoa. Okay.
Neck-of-a-rhino?
Neck-of-a-rhino. Neck-a-rhino. Well, he knows what his name is.
Big Neck-a-rhino.
From the Bronx. He goes, so, I loved Lockout, but I really don't like this map. It's okay if we're talking about stuff like MLG, because there really isn't long-distance combat. It's all grenades and battle rifles. It's hard to find a BR in this map unless you start off with them. You have a wide variety of weapons to use, like the gravity hammer. Yikes. A good tip I can use for this map is as soon as you start, go to the camo. It is a fast way to get 2 or 3 kills before everyone else. Also, pick up a mauler or a shotgun. They're scattered around the map. Well, actually, he says the mauler is scattered around the map. To increase firepower while invisible. He also says that, this is more to the community. He goes, thanks, hope you guys play this on the show. And he says he's trying to get into the community a little more, so he would like some friends requests. And he says, keep on sticking mongoose. By the way, his gamer tag is Rick, Vic, Nick. All right, this is what I'm going to do. It's Vic no space, NECCHIARINO.
Vic Neck of the Rhino. We can't,
so,
Nick. Know that.
So Vic, next week, if you want to, like, correct us, just let us know. We'll state it the right way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's spelled out in the show notes, of course, on podtacular.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Not trying to insult you anything.
All right,
you said Vic from the Bronx, or Vicky Two Times, or Vicky the Limp. Something like that.
Vicky the Limp.
You know, I can...
I'm tough, I'm Vicky the Limp.
Uh-oh, he's limping. Get out of his way, he's limping.
Watch out, he's limping towards you, run away.
That's like the limp.
It's like Vicky No Legs or something. Watch out for Vicky No Legs. He's gonna hop on his stumps towards you.
Uh-oh, he's on a skateboard. And I, this is no lie, in Queens, when I used to take the subway to work,
yeah,
there was a guy who would ask you for money, but he had no legs. He had a skateboard. And he was quite good.
Yeah.
Push with a skateboard. And, like, with no hands, like, kind of, you know, glide on a skateboard with his bag. Hey, can you give me some money? I figured, you know, Vic the Stump kind of reminded me of him.
Gosh. Poor Vic, man. He's getting worked over already.
Hey, you know, all the new guys got to, you know.
Yeah, it's the hazing is what it is.
Exactly. Halo hazing.
All right, you're up, Terminator.
Do it.
The two cheat says, just like Halo 2, the battle rifle reticule has a small dot in the middle when it is centered on the head. Watch for it. Plasma pistol bolt plus vehicle equals disabled vehicle. This combo gives you a great chance to jack the vehicle. Don't ask for people in match making to help you get achievements. It's lame and undermines the achievement system. Flip the elephant by running it up a wall. Gotta love the flip message. If you get to a Spartan laser in Valhalla first, you're almost guaranteed free regen with
rain.
The Warthog.
Free rain, yeah.
The Mauler is overpowered. One shot at close range plus melee is a quick death. Ninja Ball is awesome to play on Sand Trap or Construct. On Construct, the Sword Spawn is a great place for the non-zombies to meet and make a stand. When playing zombies, a team of two non-zombies can last a while one has a sword and one has a BR or an assault rifle. The swordman duels the zombies, which takes the zombie shield down, and the battle rifle guy finishes them off. The Hayabusa armor looks really awesome, but it also looks like a Power Ranger reject. So wear with care. The missile pod box is on now, but the rockets don't anymore. So watch it. The best way to beat a race is to beat the driver to death. It is my experience that while you're in a race and being jacked, you can't get out. Perhaps it's just me. The needler sucks no longer. Huzzah.
Yeah. Huzzah. That's like rapid fire tips there.
I love the needler. If I can get my hands on it, I'm deadly.
I love the needler. It's so bad.
Needler cut. He has to make a remake, actually.
I love that song. That song is hilarious.
They laugh at me because you're pink.
I think it's needle time.
Today. Sing it, soul sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, that song is awesome, dude.
Well, let's do one more. Aerostrike sends one in saying, "Sup, Potack here. It's Aerostrike again. Anyway, I just got a multiplayer tip for you guys. When someone's shooting at you from behind with a close-range weapon, like the assault rifle, and you got a plasma or spike grenade, don't try to run away. Go ahead and turn around and take a little step forward and throw the grenade. His forward motion along with yours will increase the chance of your plasma / spike grenade sticking him. Even if you dodge along with him, at least you got a kill out of it." That's a good idea.
Yeah, very good.
Instead of trying to just bounce it off the wall, just turn all the way around and try to stick him.
Yeah.
Brr, stick him.
Stick him, stick him. Brr.
Bad boys.
Brr, stick him. Ha, 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 stick him.
Yep.
Anyway,
stick
so...
Him, stick him. Alright.
Well, let's wrap this puppy up.
Yes. Keeping it old school. Fat boys.
The fat
Go
boys
ahead,
are Kumo. Back.
All right, well, I'll
and you know, they can never be whacked.
So, wrapping it up. Send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye out on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show. It's always on the front page, so pay attention.
Well, you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. It's 206-888-HALO, and leave a Halo-related message. We play this back regularly on the Customs and... Actually, it's the Call-Ins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
I
gotta train myself. We changed that recently.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. While you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people.
And thank you to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or the website, or contributing to PayPal to help me pay for my next banana hammock, to help us with the hosting bill, or subscribing to us on iTunes and reviewing us there as well. We wouldn't do it without you guys. We couldn't do it without you guys. Just kidding.
Okay, check out. I heard that, man. Well, check out the other shows on GamerCast Network. We got Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer Radio, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, and GCN's very own video game show.
Yes.
Well, until next time, I am Fumo Jive.
I am JVB.
And I'm Terminator Llama.
Keep on fragging trucks.
And thank you, Terminator Llama, for joining us this week. We look forward to future shows.
Yep.
And we're definitely looking forward to that Photoshop. What is it?
Yeah.
One-legged purple belly squirrel.
Yeah.
Sounds like an ice cream basket in Robbins.
Tasty.
Is it a sorbet?
Does it come carb-free? Do they have organic?
So...
The vegetarian version.
Vegetarian squirrel belly?
Yeah, you can't have that. Nonetheless,
Stuff it with lettuce.
Make sure...
There's only one thing left to say.
They blew my grilled cheese to until it was completely black.
Wow.
I bite into the crunch.
They burnt your goat cheese?
No, my grilled cheese.
Oh, I thought you said goat cheese. I'm like,
man. Yeah.
I didn't know they sold goat cheese at Pernard Breads. I guess they want to explore all the facets.
They burnt my sheep cheese, dang it.
Damn. lamb I was looking forward to eating that lamb cheese.
Man, they imported it from Tasmania.
Spectacular.
Spectacular.
The unofficial lamb podcast. Bringing you tips and tricks on how to milk your lamb.
Friggin' lamb since 2005.
We've been lambing it up.
All right, gentlemen, let's get lammy.
Aww. There's only but one thing left to say.
We should do a special episode on that.
My udders hurt.
Aww. Oh, man.
Okay, we gotta
quite,
do a...
Quite the interesting dialogue.
Lamb-tacular.
Terminator Lamb.
Yeah. There's gonna be so many Terminators by like next year, because I've got so many friends that are getting Xbox Live accounts.
Oh,
there's
damn.
Gonna be like a Terminator duck and. Right now.
Ah, flock.
I'm looking for John Connor. Wait.
Get down. There's actually a movie called Black Sheep. It's about vampire sheep.
Oh, I heard about that. I didn't see it, though.
Yeah, bro. It's a real film.
In the herd, no one can hear you scream.
Boom, boom.
In a far, far, far away. There was a sheep. A sheep herder. Hey, baby. Together, they made whoopee. But something went wrong.
What the?
Gamer Cast.